Welcome in. Time for KE Thought-Provoking Views from Leaders in the Field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER.
Hey, welcome in. Time for a very, very important announcement, a very important daily editorial for this particular Wednesday. Let me say this. Dr. Stephen Leeb has become a regular guest on our program, and I twisted his arm and I said, Steve, I really want to get you on the show on a regular basis, twice a week. And the reason I want to do that, sir, is because you are a brilliant investor. Your money management firm has outperformed the market for the last 5 years, which is absolutely amazing to me. You are one of the savviest guys, aside from Richard Postma, who is a retired physician, when it comes to insights into the commodity market. I'd like to do two daily editorials with you, Steve. I want to do one midweek, which today is Wednesday, and then I also want to do one for the weekend radio show. I want to do it under the guise, under the format, for lack of better terms, as a market close. We're recording this one at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, and I'd like to talk about the markets today and get your insights. I want to start out with commodities, and the reason I want to do that, sir, is because we are, in my opinion, the most accurate radio program, I would have to say, and I'm a little bit prejudiced, in the world when it comes to discussions about specifically gold, silver, and copper. Let's look at the closes today, Doc, and tell me what you think you can learn from today's gold close, silver close. I'm gonna also include oil, and I'm gonna include copper. What do you think, sir?
Well, I think that basically at this point, most commodities are marking time. They have had, Al, and I don't think people are really aware of this, one of the most intense rallies ever. I mean, what you've seen since the market bottom back in March 2020 today has been a rally in commodities that is, it's about 40 or 50%, depending on, you know, copper a little bit more, et cetera, that has just been spectacular. And especially spectacular in that it has come in the midst of an economy that is still trying to recover from this pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, places like Brazil, for instance, are, you know, having a terrible time. Even in this country, we have not yet gotten the pandemic completely under control. Certainly Europe is having their troubles.
Oh, you bet they are.
And one of the things that is a little bit remarkable about this, and you know, one reason you may be seeing a lot of the gains in commodities, is that for practical purposes, there was no pandemic in Asia, in the eastern part of the world, whether you're talking South Korea, whether you're talking Japan. One exception would be India, where they did have a fairly severe pandemic. China had, you know, no pandemic to speak of, which is one reason why they've been, you know, aggressive in giving away a lot of vaccine,
yep.
Even letting developing countries use the vaccine before they do. So it's been under those conditions that you have seen an extraordinary rally in commodities. Now, I'm not bragging, but I'm just speaking in terms of a fact. We have a publication in which just specializes in commodities. And on a lark, I literally on a lark yesterday, I took a look at how our stocks had performed. And they're just a potpourri of a lot of different commodities, gold, copper, lithium, you name it, since the bottom of the market back in March. I'm not kidding you. I mean, I wouldn't call myself a great stocks picker. I'm sure there are better stocks you could have picked in this universe. But the ones on this list of 35, I'm not talking five stocks, I'm talking 35 stocks, a good representation, they're up about 160% since the bottom. And this includes stocks like Freeport, which is probably the number one or two copper producer in the world. Stocks that are, not so hidden, Newmont Mining, on average, doubled the return of the S&P 500. I think this is a beacon signaling to investors that what we're looking at over the next, 10, 20 years, and also the next five or two or three, is leadership coming from the commodity area. And that's because the developing world is going to continue to develop. That's because of our search for renewable energies, which will require, incidentally, all the energies that aren't renewable. I mean, you're going to require oil and natural gas to build things that basically destroy themselves as right. an energy. These are the big trends, and they are so big, so massive, and in my opinion, require everyone to come together and all the countries of the major countries of the world, the Euro, European Union, United States, China, come together, regardless of their, different governments. And I'm no fan of the Communist Party, trust me, none at all. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. The world has to survive together or they're not going to survive together. And I think, the rubber has hit the road. But, what you're seeing now, getting back to your question, I'm sorry for that long preamble, is basically a little consolidation. Commodities are going up and down right now. And that consolidation could continue for another few months. But I would use any pause during this period, as a chance to accumulate commodities. I personally, despite the performance of the stocks relative to the commodities, and again, could the commodities themselves have just done remarkably well, outperforming the market and everything else. It's just that the stocks have done even better. And it would be, when it's not surprising to see, after you have this kind of performance, to see things, just back and fill, as they say, and, technically, people take profits, they, use the chance to buy. This is your chance, if you've missed out on any of this, I think, to get aboard, because this is not a one-time phenomenon. This is something that is going to last, and it's going to continue. And the only way you can be assured of being aboard when the next big upturn comes is to buy. And buy when it's, this is a chance to, really step up, because, they're not going down. They've just taken a break. And that break might last for a while longer. As to specific commodities, I think there are different kinds of stories to tell. I mean, copper, I think copper could become a scarce commodity going forward. I mean, we need so much copper now in the automotive industry because of electric vehicles that it's a question to me, a real question, putting pen to pencil as to whether or not we're going to be able to produce that much copper, because we've already produced a lot of copper in this country over the past 20 years. And as you need to produce more and more, it actually takes more and more energy to do it. It becomes much more costly. And we're really going to have to work together to come up with the technologies to either develop other materials or create efficiencies in producing a lot of these commodities. Ditto with silver. I mean, silver is so badly needed in the solar industry, which is probably the fastest growing of all the renewable energy industries. We need silver. And I'm not clear that we can connect the dots even with silver and all its needs in these industrial processes. Gold, I would say, is kind of a different story. I mean, I'm not a conspirator. I don't really, in general, believe things are being manipulated. But if I have to be honest, if I were, you know, part of the United States government right now and sort of wanted to keep the dollar as a reserve currency for as long as possible, I might try and add a little pressure to gold. You know, you can't add too much because you could really get stuck. I mean, once it really starts going up, it'll go up. But, you know, gold is a commodity whose paper price is probably not reflective of what it really is going to be worth. Because as I look at it, and, you know, as I said in my book, gold has to play a role in a new monetary system. It almost must, for, you know, a lot of reasons that I give. And, you know, I'll just bring people back, and I'll be quiet after that. I mean, the greatest times that this country ever had, and I believe that between the end of the Second World War and the early 1970s, this was the greatest country probably that the world has ever created. There was a sense of belongingness among the people in the country. Whether you were black, white, didn't matter. I mean, you know, every prejudice, yes, there were, but everybody had a shot. And that faded as soon as we became free to spend like drunken sailors. And that happened when we went off the gold standard, replaced it with the petrodollar, et cetera. And we've got to sort of get back to those days. And I think not necessarily on a country-by-country basis, but I think it has to be a worldwide basis right now because of exactly, you know, what you like, the copper and silver and other commodities are basically scarce, and we have to have some way of allocating those commodities. So, you know, we can have a collection of sovereign currencies in a, you know, a technological basket, if you will, like a blockchain or... And that can be, you know, used for trading purposes, but there has to be gold involved somewhere to back it up. It doesn't have to be like your mother's gold standard where gold is fixed. That's no longer possible. But, you know, gold has to be allowed to float upward. And, you know, I think the prospects for gold are enormous. And, you know, one last factoid. In the last 20 years, and I may have mentioned this before, gold has been for the first 20 years of this century, gold, by a long shot, was the best-performing asset. It performed 200% better than the 200 basis points better than the S&P 500.
Let me do this, if you don't mind. We lose attention after 12 minutes. We're at 12 minutes and 20 seconds right now. I want to wrap this up by saying two things. Number one, you guys out there, we've got a lot of gold bugs, including myself, associated with this site. Any questions that you have, please communicate them on our blog. We will answer those questions. Dr. Lieb will answer those questions.